The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush a buckle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. Yes, the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Then come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal, token, whistle up the marching tune. With a pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for that blessed warning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men were seen. High above their shining weapons shone our own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom by the rising of the moon.
Greetings, Gunrunners, and welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. This is Mark Gunn. I am your host, and I'm thrilled to be back for another show. It's been like a month and a half since I've recorded this show, and I have a lot of news. I've been doing a lot this past month, thanks to a bunch of people who are helping me out. First, I want to thank Nicole Duplice, who's writing Mark's blog, Weekly News. It feels like an SNL skit or something. She's doing a brilliant job. I love her writing. It's just so bloody amazing. And she's just got a nice, she's a good writer. And so she's providing the weekly news so you can find out. A lot of the information I'm going to share today is in that. I don't know if it all is or not, but it's, you know, there it goes. You can check it out. Go on over to my website, markgunn.com, and you can find out all the news. In the meantime, I want to just start going through this as quick as possible, because there's a lot of it. I think I have too much news information for this podcast, but that's okay. We're going to run straight through it. First up, today is the deadline for the Celtic invasion of Scotland. If you want to take advantage of the regular price, you need to submit your deposit today. Of course, you might not know that by the time this goes live, because today is February 20th, but I'm hoping that you will, let me know as soon as possible. In any case, you can go over to CelticInvasion.com to sign up. I also started a new Alabama Celtic calendar of events for North Alabama. I started this with my friend Jill Chambliss, another brilliant Celtic musician here in Northern Alabama. She's out in Tuscaloosa. And it's CelticAlabama.com. I basically decided I wanted to create something to let people know what's happening in the Celtic community, particularly in Birmingham, but also it also works for Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, so, and anywhere up in the northern area. So if you have events, let us know. Go to CelticAlabama.com. I got back from Sherwood Forest Fair with my daughter, and I spent a week in Texas, and we had an awesome time. The fair was just fantastic. It's growing bigger than ever. It is, you know, the festival is an award-winning show. It's been best new festival for at least 2 years, I think, in the Renaissance Festival Awards. I'm not going to say what happened in this year's awards, but the Renaissance Festival Awards are coming out soon. Go to renaissancefestivalmusic.com. There'll be a show coming out about it very soon as well. The new CD is going over great. In fact, it topped the charts at the back in January. I think it hit, I think it was like top 10 or something on iTunes and Amazon. It hit some number one slots. It just doing spectacular. Oh, and Sherwood is now a supporting sponsor of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I've been working on trying to get sponsors for the past couple months, and I'm still working on it. But I've gotten a few new sponsors, which is good. I'm trying to turn this show into something that will help, you know, me. Fact is, I'm not able to tour nearly as much as I'd like to. I have a family, so I want to spend it, you know, creating some great content for you. And I've kind of figured the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is the best way to do that. But in order to do that, I need sponsors. And so I have one person making phone calls, and I need to follow up with her. But if you or anyone you know is really good at, you know, sales and such, drop me a line, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. Because I could really use your help in securing sponsors. Take a short break, and we're going to play some music from the Rambling Sailors, who I saw at Sherwood. Love these guys. They're awesome. And this is from their newest CD.
Rebon Lord, 1506, we set sail from the cold bay of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the grand city all down in York. And a lagging craft she was before and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. So, fare thee well, my pretty little girl, who we are bound away. Yes, fare thee well, my pretty little girl, who we are bound away. We had Barney Gay from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. Well, there was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of work, and the chap from Westby named Malone. There was Togger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover, and a man McCann from the banks of the Van was the skipper of the Irish Rover. So fare thee well, my pretty little girl, who we are bound away. Yes, fare thee well, my pretty little girl, who we are bound away. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of foam. We had 3 million pails of old Nanny Goat's tails. We had 4 million barrels of stones. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs and 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hides in the whole of the Irish Rover. So, fire. Riley Wilde, my pretty little girl. We are bound away. Yes, Riley Wilde, my pretty little girl. We are bound away. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out and the ship lost its way in a fog. And the whole of crew was reduced down to two. It was myself and the captain's old dog. Well, the ship struck a rock. God, what a shock. We nearly tumbled over. We spun 9 times around. And that poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover, so Paddy Wild, my pretty little girl, we are bound away. Yes, Paddy Wild, my pretty little girl, we are bound away.
On February, well, on January 17th, I did a show on Google Hangouts. It was a great, it was a good success. It was a nice test out, and I learned a lot of things. The sound quality, I improved on February 3rd. I did a follow-up show, and the sound quality I got working, so it sounded really good. The video quality, I could really use a decent video camera or something for my computer, but I don't have the money for that, which is why I'm looking for sponsors for the podcast and all that stuff. In the meantime, it'll be crappy video, but good music, and of course, a great show for you. Hopefully one day I'll be able to afford a decent video camera for my computer. But in the meantime, I hope you'll still give it a listen. I'd like to do a show for St. Patrick's Day or somewhere, you know, on the way up to St. Patrick's Day. We'll see how it goes. Stay tuned to my website, and I'll let you know how it goes. Speaking of the website, the blog has been the best place to find information and news. I tell you, I get so burnt out of all the social media stuff. I'm enjoying, you know, posting occasional stuff, but I just don't have time to really follow up and respond, and I feel stupid that I even, you know, don't have time to do that. So I just, it's frustrating as can be, because I think social media is a valuable tool and all that. I just don't have a whole lot of time to do it. My apologies if I don't respond to your comments or whatnot. Send me an email if you have any questions. I will try to respond a little bit better by email. I do have a newsletter, which has also a lot of news in addition to my blog. I did also post a new music video this past month. It is the Zombie Love Song. It's going to be on the Brobdingnagian and Bard CD, which I don't know exactly when that's going to be out. Unfortunately, Andrew's had a bunch of stuff going on, a lot of things happening, so he hasn't had time to work on the mixing at all or recording his parts. So the album is mostly done. My part's all done. I'm just waiting on Andrew's. I think actually that's not entirely true. I think I have a couple songs that I'll have to do that he has to lay tracks for. But I also re-released A Tribute to Love, but it's not called that. Being the shameless promoter that I am, it is in fact now called Love Actually. I wonder what that could be featuring about. I have no idea. Yes, I basically, you know, the album, you know, I love that album. It was a beautiful album, and it was kind of really neat. I was looking at it, and you know, I released it at the end of 2008, really 2009, and you know, it was sort of a call out to the universe, you know, looking for love. And 6 months later, I met my wife. It's kind of funny how things work out like that. So I was kind of really excited to see that when I was reviewing that information. But the album hasn't sold exceptionally well, even though it's a, you know, it's a wonderful, beautiful album of love. But that's one of the reasons why I renamed it and decided to do a little push. If you'd like to, you know, check it out, go on over to the website and at pubsong.com, and you can see about purchasing that album. Now, admittedly, when I think about it, I wasn't trying to necessarily sell it all that much either, but I was hoping it would do better on iTunes than it actually did. Because I originally I was charging a lot more for this album because, you know, it was a personal project, and I thought I would do that. The digital stuff is what I was expecting to do a little bit better than it did, but, you know, what are you going to do? I also worked on plans, my upcoming album projects, and a couple of them are already taken care of. I finished that one. I have doing a compilation called Best Irish Drinking Songs, which will be coming out hopefully soon. I want to get that done before St. Patrick's Day. It is just a compilation, so I don't know if I'd love it if you'd buy a track from it, but you know, I understand if you don't, because you probably already have my CDs. It is pretty much mostly music from my albums, Not Every Day, St. Patrick's Day, and Irish Drinking Songs, two albums that I already have out. So, you know, if you'd like to support it, I will let you know details again in the blog, find out more about that. The Guns and Drums will be doing a recording session for our album called How America Saved Irish Music. That we hope to do that recording back at the end of March. I should have details about that soon. I'm also trying to figure out what album I should do next. And I have a poll on my website. So follow the link in the show notes and then cast your vote, because I need to find out as soon as possible what you would like to hear. Do you want to hear Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion? Or do you want to hear my currently unnamed, basically Filk CD? It's going to be mostly Filk songs with a little bit of Irish stuff and Scottish songs thrown in, but mostly Filk stuff. So let me know. Go to the website and cast your vote. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And while you're voting, there's Celtophilia t-shirts. I've been working with them. They are releasing shirts. They have a new Kickstarter campaign, and they're featuring designs that were specifically designed for me, the Brobdingnagian Bards, and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And they have a limited edition St. Patrick's Day shirt that'll be available until March 1st. So, and if they get to reach their stretch goal, they will get four new designs. At present, they have reached their goal, so they will be printing these shirts in the month to come, or whenever it goes live. All right. Coming back in just a moment, let's play some music from the Bedlam Bards, another wonderful band that I saw out at Sherwood Forest Fair. I had a great time jamming with Cedric. We had an awesome... played a couple songs from Firefly Drinking Songs, but I'm going to play you one of their songs from their album Furious Fancies. This is Whiskey in a Jar.
As I was going over the far Fincarry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and then I drew me rapier, saying, "Stand and deliver, for I am your bold deceiver." Mo-shitty-a-dee-doo-a-da-da, whack for the daggy-do, whack for the daggy-do, there's whiskey in the jar.
Well, I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and took it home to Jenny. She smiled and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy.
Mon cheri, a-da-do-a-da-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I went into me chambers all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and I'm sure it was no wonder. But Jenny took me charges, and she filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter.
Mon cheri, a-da-do-a-da-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Well, it was early in the morning before I rose to travel. The guards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. I then produced me pistol, for she stole away me rapier. I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I would take it.
Mon cheri, a-da-do-a-da-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mon cheri, a-da-do-a-da-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the
jar.
Well, if anyone could aid me, it's me and brother in the army. I think that he is stationed in Clark or in Killarney. And if you come and join me, we'll go roving in Kilkenny. I swear he'll treat me fair than me darling sporting jenny. Mon cheri, yadda-da-da-da-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Now some take delight in the hurling and the bowling. Others take delight in the carriages a-rolling. But me, I take delight in the juice of the barley. And courting Renfair wenches in the morning oh so early. Mon cheri, yadda-da-da-da-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Mon cheri, yadda-da-da-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar.
I've been making a lot of updates to my various websites getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. It's one of those things that I do as on a regular basis, trying to get things, you know, everything linking to having people, you know, link to the St. Patrick's Day podcast or my St. Patrick's Day music website, which ultimately ends up, you know, promoting my albums and such. One of the latest things I've been doing is I have a website called Free Irish Music, freeirishmusic.com. It basically features free tracks that were available on the Celtic MP3's website, CelticMP3s.com. That website, it's all pretty much the same information, but it's a few years old. The first track is St. Patrick Never Drank from my CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure. But I also added an update to Victims of Irish Music. I'm actually working on an article about this. I released that album several years ago, and it's been the best-selling album on iTunes. And every year around St. Patrick, well, usually starting in December, it drops in ranking because everyone who's looking for Irish music ends up buying Christmas Irish music albums, and therefore it sort of slips down. And then along comes St. Patrick's Day, and all the new St. Patrick's Day Irish music albums come out, and it slips down right now. It's like number 20 right now, which sucks because this is the biggest time of year for Irish music, and the album is a huge hit. It's been probably one of my most popular albums that I've released. It's a compilation CD of Irish music by a whole bunch of Celtic bands from around the world, and it's, you know, lots of great traditional Irish music, and you know, people love it. So I'd love it if you would pick up a track. In fact, I'm going to highlight one of those tracks. Check out my website, the Facebook or the blog, because I'm going to try to highlight some of those tracks, especially starting around March 1st, because I'm trying to finish this article, which is a sort of a retrospective. It's a Where Are They Now? Where you can find out a little bit about the bands on the album. And what they're doing now. So it's going to be a nice little feature. Check it out. You'll have details on, again, you can find it at pubsong.com or markgun.com. I did publish an article called Thank God for Celtic Music, which was basically my appreciation of Celtic music and as a marketing title. And Celtic music, of course, is just a marketing title. So it could mean lots of things, and that consequently you have genres ranging from traditional Irish music to pub songs to Celtic rock to Celtic New Age and to this just New Age. And some of it is absolute crap and some of it is absolutely brilliant. But Celtic music as a marketing term works well because now there are a lot of Irish music groups out there. There are a lot of Irish music groups out there who go under the title Irish music, but they're not Celtic music. Celtic music can be Irish music, but Irish music can't be Celtic. Not necessarily can be Celtic music. So consequently, it's a great little marketing title, and I'm really thankful that it's there to help promote my music because I do mostly Irish and Scottish songs, I have a lot of, you know, geeky influence too, but it's all based on Celtic music. Thus, it is a great Celtic music. So, check out the article. Again, you can find the link in the show notes. The Celtic music CD story, I also made a big change. It is Well, first off, I decided I'm not going to focus on trying to sell CDs straight from my house. I've had a tough time these past few months trying to keep up with CD orders and mailing them out. So I decided I'm moving all the physical CD sales back to CD Baby, and they can handle all that. The downloads, if you want to buy individual downloads, you can buy them through CD Baby as well. But I'm gonna start selling albums through that site as well. And I'm looking at the idea of including albums from other bands. I need to contact a few bands to see what happens, if I can make that work. But you know, stay tuned, because I might expand this a little bit. Not a whole lot, because I don't have time to be writing checks to a whole bunch of Celtic bands and saying, you know, selling their music. But there's some bands that I work with already and I send checks to anyways, and I'm hoping I can talk them into it. So Bedlam Bards, I'm looking at you. There will be, but you know, there's some other stuff too. The Tea Merchants, yeah. They have a new album out, and I wish I could play something from that new album. Instead, I'll play something from an older album. Here you go. Thank you. can't believe I raced through that much information. I hope this was kind of fun, at least. I hope you got some, learned a little bit or got, I don't know. I hope you had fun. enjoyed the music at the very least. I also want to know, you know, what it is, what you would like to hear from this podcast. I keep changing things around on this show. It's not consistent like the Irish and Celtic Music podcast is. It's pretty much whatever I want to do. Sometimes I feature my music. Sometimes I feature other bands. I go the whole gamut, and I hope you will enjoy. I hope you're enjoying it no matter what. But if there's something that you'd like to hear or something, you know, let me know. You can email me. mark@markgun.com. And for that matter, if you are listening to this podcast and if you have emailed me and you had said, hey, I want to do blah, 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 and I haven't responded or have responded but haven't done anything, if I forgot, please don't hold it against me and email me because I have so much on my plate and so little time to do it. I'm trying to turn this Celtic podcast into something to help me run my life, and it is not easy. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm gonna be back again hopefully soon, before St. Patrick's Day. I'm hoping. Stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's finish up with another fun song for St. Patrick's Day, Irish Celtic song that you will enjoy. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.
My old one to your old one, will you go to the waxies, Dargo? Says your old one to my old one, sure I haven't got a farthing. I went down to Monto Town to see Uncle McGardo, but he wouldn't lend me a half a crown to go to the waxies, Dargo. What will you have? Will you have a pint? Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soon, we'll chone out of the boozer. La da dee da 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 da. Cause my old one to your old one, will you go to the Galway races? Is your old one to my old one, the price of my old lad's braces. I went down to Chapel Street to the Jim and money lender, but he wouldn't give me a couple bob and my old lad's red suspenders. What will you have? Will you have a pint? Let's have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer. Says my old one to your old one, we got no beef nor mutton. Says your old one to my old one, I'll tell you where you get it for nothing. Here's a nice piece of advice I got from an old fishmonger. When the food is scarce and you see the hearse, you know that you died of hunger. What will you have? Will you have a pint? Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer. What will you have? Will you have a pint? Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.